All right, so I played you some of the audio. I won't do it again to you as you're brewing your coffee
you're not
this morning.
Do it?
No, won't do it to the people.
Okay.
Cash Patel and I don't know, pick your
whoever.
Pick your lawmaker. They got into it yesterday
either
on Capitol Hill. It was pretty unbelievable, and it was clear that Cash Patel came in and was ready to rumble. And so as a result, what happens next? Cash Patel testifying to the Senate Judiciary, bringing Ryan Schmelz, Fox correspondent and WJR contributor. Cash, it's good to have you. Or excuse me, Ryan, it's good to have you. What did you make of this hearing?
My big takeaway was that escalated quickly.
Yeah, it certainly did escalate quickly. What was the takeaway? Did you believe that it just escalated that way, or did you think that he was coming in with that intention?
That's hard to know because, I mean, look, he sparred with several lawmakers. I mean, it got to the point that Chuck Grassley had to tell both him and Adam Schiff to stop talking. And I mean, he was very combative. I've seen an FBI director who, snapped back at lawmakers in that way before, at least in the years I've been covering politics. Now, I think some of the stuff that did stand out that we learned was a lot of information about the Charlie Kirk assassination. You know, I think it was productive in that regard where, you know, we learned that there could be more suspects out there who could be investigated by law enforcement, that there was a Discord group chat that the suspected shooter was using. And, you know, in many ways, he kind of gave a lot of details away in that chat. So there were over 20 people who were believed to be on that group chat. So that certainly does stand out. So I think there was a lot of information, at least, that was learned on that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Patel's handling of the Charlie Kirk assassination investigation, you know, they talked a lot about that yesterday, especially his social media posts that, you know, were later walked back. Do critics have a point that he was more focused on the optics than the substance, or is this just what leadership kind of looks like now in this age of instant communication?
I don't know, because it's different than what normal law enforcement agencies do, you know, especially the federal law enforcement agencies. Usually they're pretty tight-lipped about investigations like this, but Patel was putting out a lot of updates, and some people might like that because they like the transparency. And that was what he was arguing, was that he was trying to be a transparent FBI director in a high-profile situation where people wanted a lot of updates, especially when this was a manhunt and you had a shooter that was at large for a number of hours, over 30 hours, I believe. So that was one of the arguments he was using for that. But yes, he did take some flack and some criticism for how that Charlie Kirk situation was handled. And, you know, there's some reporting out there that there has been some doubts within the Trump administration and within President Trump's circles about his leadership. Now, they've denied those reports, but they are out there.
You said the word productive, and you're trying as a reporter to get out information. He heads now to the House, right? And do you expect more of the same?
Oh gosh, yes, especially on the House side. You know, usually the Senate hearings are a little more toned down compared to the House ones, but I would expect if he's before the House today, especially after what happened yesterday, that the fireworks are going to get even bigger today.
I thought it was interesting something that he and Cory Booker kind of got into in their shouting match. Cory Booker said, "I'm not really worried about you. I feel like this is going to be our last time meeting." He doesn't feel like he's long for this world. Is that rumblings on Capitol Hill? Is that real?
Well, I think he's reacting in many ways to some of the reports out there that indicate that Pam Bondi and President Trump have, or some of the other deputy attorney general positions have maybe lost some confidence in Cash Patel. Now, like I said before, they've denied those reports, but they are out there, and it seemed like, based off how Cory Booker was reacting to and kind of treating Patel, he believes those reports and was, you know, jumping on them. And it seems like he kind of doesn't have the same confidence in him either, just based off how he was answering some of those questions. And yeah, I think that was a kind of a common consensus among Democrats who were talking to afterwards, is that they just don't have any confidence in Cash Patel whatsoever. You know, Republicans will defend him, and Republicans have been defending him. But, you know, based off what we saw yesterday, at least in Democrat circles, they just have lost complete, you know, confidence in Cash Patel's leadership.
And when you listen to Cash Patel, he insists that the FBI morale has never been higher.
Yep.
You know, but we've seen these firings.
Doing well,
yeah, we've seen these firings and the lawsuits and these reports of this unease inside the Bureau. Have you heard anything from rank and file about how they really feel under his leadership?
You know, I think it's still a mixed bag. You know, there's some who might be wavering on Kash Patel, and there's others who think that this is kind of what you should expect if you're trying to shake up a law enforcement agency that people believe was broken before he took over. And these are the things that have to happen in order for you to reform an agency that was as broken as people say it was. So I think it's a very, very mixed bag right now.
Is it normal or usual to have a co-director of the FBI in this Andrew Bailey?
He's a deputy.
Deputy director.
Yeah, I don't think it's rare for a co-deputy director, but it is pretty unprecedented, actually. So I think that was actually also something that people have been bringing up, is that, you know, in many ways they created this position specifically for Andrew Bailey. It adds another person that the Senate has to confirm, which, of course, as you probably heard, they don't really like doing that, because it's been they've had enough issues just getting the current nominees confirmed. So now it's one more person they have to spend floor time on. So, no, I mean, like, it is something that people are raising. Maybe it's not. I don't think there's that much pushback on it per se, just because a lot of people like Bailey and think he's very qualified for the job in Republican circles. But, you know, it is one more position that the FBI's got to spend money on, but also that the Senate has to spend time confirming.
We talked a little bit this morning. We have about a minute left here, Ryan. We talked a little bit this morning about the information that was talked about, particularly by Kash Patel yesterday during this hearing on the Charlie Kirk assassination. And the question of if they're oversharing, if he's giving too much information early on, is that a concern from the caucus for the Republicans?
Maybe not widespread, but I would say it's probably rumbled about a little bit because, you know, in this situation, I mean, there's multiple suspects that are potentially still out there. Kash Patel pretty much said that yesterday under oath. Well, of course, you know, those people could have been watching the hearing. So now they know they're being watched by the FBI. So, mm-hmm. There's probably some people who say that probably wasn't a smart move.
Mm. Interesting. Ryan Schmelz, always great insight. Thank you for your time. We'll talk soon.
Hey, sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. But, you know, the fact that there are these rumblings, these murmurs in the halls that people don't want him there anymore.
If you're completely comfortable in your position, you're not that angry right off the bat.
No, absolutely. You don't walk in the door.
It is kind of emblematic of Donald Trump, though. I mean, right? This is a guy who's brash and will just kind of say a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Kash Patel did yesterday. We'll get your thoughts, 800-859-0957, on Kash Patel next here on JR Morning.